The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. Lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. He cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'Remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received was bad. But now he is comforted, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you a great chasm is established, to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'No, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. I'm sure a multitude of hands would go up if I were to ask how many of us in this room are constantly watching what we eat or on diets because we're so easy to put on weight. I know I struggle with the issue. I walk 2 miles every morning for some exercise. I don't eat any carbs, and I still can't get my weight down to where I want it. And the scotch has nothing to do with it. We live in the land of plenty. We're blessed beyond comprehension, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we have to remember, the United Nations tells us that every single night, 113 million people, mainly women and children, go to bed hungry. What would your pain be as a parent if you had to watch your child crying himself or herself to sleep at night because you didn't have enough food to feed them? We have to always be conscious of the needs of the poor. Today's readings are about hunger. In the Old Testament, Amos was constantly chiding the wealthy of Israel because they wallowed in their wealth but turned a deaf ear to those who were in need. The gospel, that familiar story of Lazarus, who suffered in this life and the rich man paid no attention to him. Read the scriptures. God says over and over and over again, "It's not your sacrifices I want. I want you to care for the orphan, the widow, the homeless, and the hungry." And every single time we reach out and do anything to alleviate their condition, a multitude of our sins and offenses are forever wiped away. Amen.